USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Although Hurricane Florence weakened the past couple of days, it has such a large wind field, it's bringing a storm surge consistent with a much stronger hurricane. The National Hurricane Center is forecasting the worst of the surge to occur between Cape Fear and Cape Hatteras. The Hurricane Center is forecasting up to 40 inches of rain to accumulate in North Carolina, which would beat that state's all-time record for the most rainfall ever from a tropical storm or hurricane. Thousands of people are already in shelters across North and South Carolina.
My first thought was, Lord, don't let it flood, because I can't swim.
This Wilmington man's main concern appeared to be for his sailboat.
We've taken all the canvas off, all the sails, all the coverings, all the vimini, and we've tripled our lines to the dock, so we try and minimize any movement. We've got all our fenders out everywhere.
Also spinning in the Atlantic are tropical storms Helene and Isaac and subtropical storm Joyce. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Three towns north of Boston experienced dozens of fires after an apparent spike in gas line pressure. Methuen, Massachusetts Police Chief Joseph Solomon says his town is safe, but he was helping in Andover, North Andover, and Lawrence.
When my officers arrived, they were dispatched by Lawrence to multiple houses. They triaged injured people, and we do know there's at least one serious injury I'm aware of and multiple minor injuries.
All fires were extinguished within a few hours. At least one firefighter was injured. Elizabeth Smart said Thursday the news that one of her kidnappers will be released from prison next week was a big shock. Smart says she hopes there's a way Wanda Barzee can be committed to a treatment facility since there's no legal recourse to keep her behind bars. Friends delivered tearful tributes at a suburban Dallas church Thursday to remember Botham John, who was shot to death in his apartment by an off-duty police officer who said she'd mistakenly entered the wrong apartment and thought he was an intruder. Amber Geiger is charged with manslaughter. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A gunman killed five people near Bakersfield, California before taking his own life Wednesday in what appeared to be targeted attacks related to a domestic violence case. Kern County Sheriff Donnie Youngblood says the suspect and one of the victims had begun divorce proceedings about 4 months ago.
It appears to be there's more than just husband and wife having a fight because other people were targeted. And there's a reason for that, and we need to find that reason.
The shooting spree unfolded in less than 40 minutes across three locations in proximity to each other near Bakersfield. The Vatican is once again dealing with allegations of sexual abuse. Pope Francis Thursday accepted the resignation of West Virginia Bishop Michael Bransfield. New York Cardinal Timothy Dolan says he understands how the public feels about these stories.
I mean, it's been a disaster, one crisis after another. I hear them express very eloquently frustration, bewilderment, anger, confusion. And you just asked me my sentiments. I say to them, thanks for telling me. Nice to meet you. I'm feeling the same way because I get angry as well.
Pope Francis accepted Bransfield's resignation and authorized an investigation into allegations he sexually harassed adults. Bishop Bransfield had been investigated for an alleged groping incident in 2007 and was implicated in court testimony in 2012 in an infamous Philadelphia priestly sex abuse case. He strongly denied ever abusing anyone, and the diocese said it had disproved the claims. He continued with his ministry until he offered to retire as required when he turned 75 last week. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.